Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
And in our continuing coverage now in the lead up to September's general election, we're pleased to welcome another candidate, Mr. Nick Crowe, to the studio, probably best known for a successful career in sidecar racing, now set his sights on politics. He'll contest a seat in Ramsey next month. 45 years old, married with four children. His hobbies, racing, of course, reading up on politics, 20th century military history. Good morning, Mr. Crowe.
Good morning.
You said you're standing for Keys because you're always shouting over the other side of the fence and that Manx politics requires a different approach. So where exactly do the changes need to be made in your view?
The whole thing needs modernising. It needs to make people, politicians, hungry, you know, to try and get the job done. We need to tackle, you know, lots of different areas, cut the divide down between the rich and poor on the island, and various areas we need to tackle.
How would you envisage doing that, cutting the gap that you say between rich and poor?
There always seems to be one rule for one rule for the other. You know, you get like you got the tax cap, or that should be abolished altogether. There's various different things, you know, that we need to tackle in that area.
You two areas you've identified for change are making the government more transparent and less PC, politically correct. Is this PC culture detrimental to politics?
Well, it seems that way, but you've only got to look at, you look at the UK, Brexit and America, everybody's voting with their pens, there's something going on somewhere, isn't there?
You've been, I think it's fair to say, known to make outspoken remarks in the past. You're entitled to your opinion, of course. Certainly in social media posts, I know in the past you've called for a ban on Islam in the West. You blamed a spike in crime on an imported Pakistanis and Eastern Europeans, enabled by what you dubbed our gay government. Do you stand by those remarks?
Pretty much so, yeah. You know, what I post, you know, I'm pretty passionate about.
They could be seen to be homophobic or racist, of course, by some voters.
Yeah, well, if you're offended, everybody's entitled to their personal views. You know, I feel fairly strongly about that, you know, and the views that I post, you know. I wouldn't post it if I didn't mean what I said, you know.
What kind of politician would you be if you were successful on September the 22nd?
Absolutely ruthless, I think. You know, that's the way I would dig out all the, like I said the other day, I'd dig out all the deadwood. I'd make managers and stuff, you know, anybody over on £100,000 in government, you know, I'd make them redundant, make them reapply for their jobs on different contractor roles.
Do you think you could do that legally?
Yeah, I think they did it with the bus drivers, didn't they? You know, so make people hungry, make them work on bonus schemes, you know, on far lesser salaries, and make them in different departments hungry. If you're going to get, you know, success, you'll get rewards.
Did you know how you do some of what you're aiming, you just said there? Because talk's well and good, but in terms of actually, when it comes to the crunch, actually making those changes?
Yeah, somebody said the other day I would probably be a lone voice in politics, but I was speaking to Alan Kermode yesterday, who's standing for Aaron Michael, and he said, he was backing me up 100%. He says, "Don't think you're on your own." He goes, "There's me and plenty of others that are sticking, you know, feel strongly about your comments."
And you actually think if you got in, you could make some of those changes you're talking about? Do you could change legislation?
Well, you know, you can, but try, you know, but I can't do it alone. I need people to stick by me, and then, you know, you know, first of all, you've got to get voted in, and then you've got, you know, try and sell your things to the people, you know.
You mentioned the redundancy for anyone and reapply for your jobs immediately for anyone on over £100,000 per year. Do you think such a drastic approach to cuts is viable?
Well, I think we've got to do it. You know, I don't think there's any other way. You know, we've got 62 million to try and find. You know, where are you going to find that? You know, I think I said the other day about, you know, you definitely got to go and back to that VAT agreement. You know, that's one area that we've got to go back and try and get a little certain percentage back again.
Nick Crowe, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay,
Ramsey candidate.
Cheers,
thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys general election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.